Best Quotes for Reading to Broaden Your Knowledge, 2022. With more and more people working from home nowadays, it can be hard to find time to read that pile of books on your nightstand. But the fact remains that reading is one of the best ways to expand your mind, improve your vocabulary, and become a better business person. Luckily for you, we've put together a list of inspirational quotes for reading that just might make you pick up that book after all. Best quotes about reading. Reading is the sole means by which we slip, involuntarily, often helplessly, into another's skin, another's voice, another's soul. Joyce Carol Oates. Until I feared I would lose it, I never loved to read. One does not love breathing. Harper Lee. Never trust anyone who has not brought a book with them. Lemony Snicket. Classic, a book which people praise and don't read. Mark Twain. Outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read. Groucho Marx. Somebody who only reads newspapers and at best books of contemporary authors looks to me like an extremely near-sighted person who scorns eyeglasses. He is completely dependent on the prejudices and fashions of his times since he never gets to see or hear anything else. Albert Einstein. I always read. Do you know how sharks have to keep swimming or they die? I'm like that. If I stop reading, I die. Patrick Rothfuss. Reading is an act of civilization. It's one of the greatest acts of civilization because it takes the free raw material of the mind and builds castles of possibilities. Ben Okri. There is no frigate like a book to take us lands away. Emily Dickinson. Books break the shackles of time, proof that humans can work magic. Carl Sagan. Employ your time in improving yourself by other men's writings so that you shall come easily by what others have labored hard for. Socrates. The unread story is not a story, it is little black marks on wood pulp. The reader, reading it, makes it live, a live thing, a story. Ursula K. Le Guin. For my whole life, my favorite activity was reading. It's not the most social pastime. Audrey Hepburn. Reading for me is spending time with a friend. Gary Paulson. F. Rom. The reading of good books, there comes a richness of life that can be obtained in no other way. Gordon B. Hinckley. A reader lives a thousand lives before he dies. Dot dot. The man who never reads lives only one. George R. R. Martin. Fools have a habit of believing that everything written by a famous author is admirable. For my part, one read only to please myself and like only what suits my taste. Voltaire. How many a man has dated a new era in his life from the reading of a book? Henry David Thoreau. Reading is a basic tool in the living of a good life. Mortimer J. Adler. A children's story that can only be enjoyed by children is not a good children's story in the slightest. C.S. Lewis. Reading quotes for teachers. Reading is like thinking, like praying, like talking to a friend, like expressing your ideas, like listening to other people's ideas, like listening to music, like looking at the view, like taking a walk on the beach. Roberto Bolaño. It is a great thing to start life with a small number of really good books which are your very own. Arthur Conan Doyle. Finally, from so little sleeping and so much reading, his brain dried up and he went completely out of his mind. Miguel de Cervantes Saavedra. What better occupation, really, than to spend the evening at the fireside with a book, with the wind beating on the windows and the lamp burning bright. Gustave Flaubert. I intend to put up with nothing that I can put down. Edgar Allan Poe. Books are not made for furniture, but there is nothing else that so beautifully furnishes a house. Henry Ward Beecher. I took a speed reading course and read War and Peace in 20 minutes. It involves Russia. Woody Allen. Books are the quietest and most constant of friends, they are the most accessible and wisest of counselors, and the most patient of teachers. Charles William Eliot. There are worse crimes than burning books. One of them is not reading them. Joseph Brodsky. When I look back, I am so impressed again with the life-giving power of literature. If I were a young person today, trying to gain a sense of myself in the world, I would do that again by reading, just as I did when I was young. Maya Angelou. I declare, after all, there is no enjoyment like reading. How much sooner one tires of anything than of a book. When I have a house of my own, I shall be miserable if I have not an excellent library. Jane Austen. That's the thing about books. They let you travel without moving your feet. Jhumpa Lahiri. Always read something that will make you look good if you die in the middle of it. P.J. O'Rourke. Many people, myself among them, feel better at the mere sight of a book. Jane Smiley. Beware of the person of one book. Thomas Aquinas. Read the best books first, or you may not have a chance to read them at all. Henry David Thoreau. Make it a rule never to give a child a book you would not read yourself. George Bernard Shaw. Books serve to show a man that those original thoughts of his aren't very new after all. Abraham Lincoln. The books transported her into new worlds and introduced her to amazing people who lived exciting lives. Roald Dahl. I can't imagine a man really enjoying a book and reading it only once. C.S. Lewis. You know you've read a good book when you turn the last page and feel a little as if you have lost a friend. Paul Sweeney. Some books leave us free and some books make us free. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Once you learn to read, you will be forever free. Frederick Douglass. The reading of all good books is like a conversation with the finest people of the past centuries. Descartes. I couldn't live a week without a private library. Indeed, I'd part with all my furniture and squat and sleep on the floor before I'd let go of the 1,500 or so books I possess. H.P. Lovecraft. Books are good company, in sad times and happy times, for books are people, people who have managed to stay alive by hiding between the covers of a book. E.B. White. Once you learn to read, you will be forever free. Frederick Douglass. Luckily, I always travel with a book, just in case I have to wait online for Santa, or some such inconvenience. David Levithan. I'm old-fashioned and think that reading books is the most glorious pastime that humankind has yet devised. Biswava Szymborska. Never put off till tomorrow the book you can read today. Holbrook Jackson. In the case of good books, the point is not to see how many of them you can get through, but rather how many can get through to you. Mortimer J. Adler. We are of opinion that instead of letting books grow moldy behind an iron grating, far from the vulgar gaze, it is better to let them wear out by being read. Jules Verne. A room without books is like a body without a soul. Cicero. Reading is a form of prayer, a guided meditation that briefly makes us believe we're someone else, disrupting the delusion that we're permanent and at the center of the universe. Suddenly, we're saved. Other people are real again, and we're fond of them. George Saunders. Quotes about reading books. My alma mater was booking, a good library. I could spend the rest of my life reading, just satisfying my curiosity. Malcolm X. It's not that I don't like people. It's just that when I'm in the company of others, even my nearest and dearest, there always comes a moment when I'd rather be reading a book. Maureen Corrigan. Books to the ceiling, books to the sky, my pile of books is a mile high. How I love them, how I need them, I'll have a long beard by the time I read them. Arnold Lobel. There is nothing more luxurious than eating while you read, unless it is reading while you eat. E. Nesbitt. Sometimes, you read a book and it fills you with this weird evangelical zeal, and you become convinced that the shattered world will never be put back together unless and until all living humans read the book. John Green. The Fault in Our Stars. One glance at a book and you hear the voice of another person, perhaps someone dead for 1,000 years. To read is to voyage through time. Carl Sagan. I have a passion for teaching kids to become readers, to become comfortable with a book, not daunted. Books shouldn't be daunting, they should be funny, exciting and wonderful, and learning to be a reader gives a terrific advantage. Roald Dahl. Man reading should be man intensely alive. The book should be a ball of light in one's hand. Ezra Pound. If we encounter a man of rare intellect, we should ask him what books he reads. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Reading one book is like eating one potato chip. Diane Duane. People can lose their lives in libraries. They ought to be warned. Saul Bellow. There are many little ways to enlarge your child's world. Love of books is the best of all. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Wear the old coat and buy the new book. Austin Phelps. I have always imagined that paradise will be a kind of library. Jorge Luis Borges. Reading is a discount ticket to everywhere. Mary Schmitz. No entertainment is so cheap as reading, nor any pleasure so lasting. Mary Wortley Montagu. I think books are like people, in the sense that they'll turn up in your life when you most need them. Emma Thompson. If you are going to get anywhere in life, you have to read a lot of books. Roald Dahl. Reading was a joy, a desperately needed escape. I didn't read to learn, I was reading to read. Christian Bauman. That perfect tranquility of life, which is nowhere to be found but in retreat, a faithful friend and a good library. Afra Ben. To acquire the habit of reading is to construct for yourself a refuge from almost all the miseries of life. W. Somerset Maugham. Rainy days should be spent at home with a cup of tea and a good book. Bill Watterson. These books gave Matilda a hopeful and comforting message, you are not alone. Roald Dahl. I guess there are never enough books. John Steinbeck. Best reading quotes. Despite the enormous quantity of books, how few people read. And if one reads profitably, one would realize how much stupid stuff the vulgar herd is content to swallow every day. Voltaire. You may have tangible wealth untold. Caskets of jewels and coffers of gold. Richer than I you can never be, I had a mother who read to me. Strickland Gillilan. The man who does not read good books is no better than the man who can't. Mark Twain. To learn to read is to light a fire, every syllable that is spelled out is a spark. Victor Hugo. Oh, magic hour, when a child first knows she can read printed words, Betty Smith. A book is a gift you can open again and again. Garrison Keillor. Fill your house with stacks of books, in all the crannies and all the nooks. Dr. Seuss. Show me a family of readers, and I will show you the people who move the world. Napoleon Bonaparte. A classic is a book that has never finished saying what it has to say. Italo Calvino. A good book is an event in my life. Stendhal. The whole world opened up to me when I learned to read. Mary McLeod Bethune. Books make great gifts because they have whole worlds inside of them. Neil Gaiman. Reading is escape, and the opposite of escape, it's a way to make contact with reality after a day of making things up, and it's a way of making contact with someone else's imagination after a day that's all too real. Nora Ephron. Reading brings us unknown friends, Honoré de Balzac. The world was hers for the reading. Betty Smith. I kept always two books in my pocket, one to read, one to write in. Robert Louis Stevenson. The person who deserves most pity is a lonesome one on a rainy day who doesn't know how to read. Benjamin Franklin. Once you have read a book you care about, some part of it is always with you. Louis L'Amour. Literature is the most agreeable way of ignoring life. Fernando Pessoa. No, I can survive well enough on my own, if given the proper reading material. Sarah J. Moss. There is more treasure in books than in all the pirates' loot on Treasure Island. Walt Disney. Read also, inspirational quotes by Walt Disney to live by. Reading quotes for kids. The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. Dr. Seuss. Reading is an exercise in empathy, an exercise in walking in someone else's shoes for a while. Mallory Blackman. Books are a uniquely portable magic. Stephen King. It is not true that we have only one life to live. If we can read, we can live as many more lives and as many kinds of lives as we wish. S.I. Hayakawa. I read a book one day and my whole life was changed. Orhan Pamuk. People say that life is the thing, but I prefer reading. Logan Pearsall Smith. Today a reader, tomorrow a leader. Margaret Fuller. You don't have to burn books to destroy a culture. Just get people to stop reading them. Ray Bradbury. You think your pain and your heartbreak are unprecedented in the history of the world, but then you read. It was books that taught me that the things that tormented me most were the very things that connected me with all the people who were alive, who had ever been alive. James Baldwin. Relate, top best James Baldwin quotes of all time review. Salvation is certainly among the reasons I read. Reading and writing have always pulled me out of the darkest experiences in my life. Stories have given me a place in which to lose myself. They have allowed me to remember. They have allowed me to forget. They have allowed me to imagine different endings and better possible worlds. Roxane Gay. What really knocks me out is a book that, when you're all done reading it, you wish the author that wrote it was a terrific friend of yours and you could call him up on the phone whenever you felt like it. That doesn't happen much, though. J.D. Salinger. I can feel infinitely alive curled up on the sofa reading a book. Benedict Cumberbatch. So please, oh please, we beg, we pray, go throw your TV set away, and in its place, you can install a lovely bookshelf on the wall. Roald Dahl. Think before you speak. Read before you think. Fran Lebowitz. Come to the book as you would come to an unexplored land. Come without a map. Explore it and draw your own map. Stephen King. Not all readers are leaders, but all leaders are readers. Harry Truman. Let's be reasonable and add an eighth day to the week that is devoted exclusively to reading. Lena Dunham. You can never get a cup of tea large enough or a book long enough to suit me. C.S. Lewis. Reading is essential for those who seek to rise above the ordinary. Jim Rohn. I find television very educating. Every time somebody turns on the set, I go into the other room and read a book. Groucho Marx. Keep reading. It's one of the most marvelous adventures that anyone can have. Lloyd Alexander. If you don't like to read, you haven't found the right book. J.K. Rowling. If you want to be a writer, you must do two things above all others, read a lot and write a lot. Stephen King. Libraries will get you through times of no money better than money will get you through times of no libraries. Anne Herbert. Ah, how good it is to be among people who are reading. Rainer Maria Rilke. Children are made readers on the laps of their parents. Emily Buchwald. You're never too old, too wacky, too wild to pick up a book and read to a child. Anita Marina. Of course, anyone who truly loves books buys more of them than he or she can hope to read in one fleeting lifetime. A good book, resting unopened in its slot on a shelf, full of majestic potentiality, is the most comforting sort of intellectual wallpaper. David Quammen. Reading should not be presented to children as a chore or a duty. It should be offered as a gift. Kate DiCamillo. Read more 20+ best quotes about reading of all time. Keywords, quotes from books, caption book.